This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Cardi B is Playboy's first creative director in residence. The rap star said, quote, "For as long as I can remember, I felt connected to Playboy. It's truly the original platform for uncensored creativity, and I'm inspired by its incredible legacy of fighting for personal freedoms. I have so many ideas already." Unquote. Tristan Thompson is allegedly expecting a third child, this time with his personal trainer. Yep, Marilee Nichols is suing the Sacramento Kings player for child support, claiming the baby was conceived on Thompson's 30th birthday in March when he and Khloe Kardashian were still dating. He has a child with Kardashian and with model Jordan Craig. That Thompson sure gets around. Britney Spears wants her wedding to Sam Asghari to be perfect, and that means her family members won't be anywhere in sight. The 40-year-old pop icon has no plans to invite any of her family, including her father Jamie Spears and her mother Lynn Spears. The singer still has time to change her mind, but that's unlikely. Yep, wed me, baby, one more time. Most people would jump at the chance to get front row seats at one of Adele's concerts. And then there are people like Seth Rogen who got the honor despite not being close with the singer at all. "I don't know Adele," Rogen exclaimed. Rogen and his wife were also visibly stoned on national TV during her recent special filmed at LA's Griffith Park Observatory. Not hello, but hi. Little Uzi Vert rented out Nickelodeon Studios Park in New Jersey. Yep, 20 friends tagged along for the festivities, all in honor of his girlfriend JT's 29th birthday. She's one half of City Girls and has been dating Uzi for a while now. Uzi also gifted JT a new McLaren automobile. Well, I call that overtly sickening. In her new Apple TV Plus holiday special, Mariah's Christmas, The Magic Continues, the diva belts out Yuletide tunes wearing a gold-embellished Dolce & Gabbana gown she said weighed in at around 60 pounds. It required six grown men to carry the train of that dress to get her down the stairs. Jeez, what happens when she needed to go to the toilet? Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox linked up, literally, at the launch party for his new unisex nail polish line, Undone Lacquer, in West Hollywood. The lovebirds stepped out to the red carpet in matching black ensembles with a silver chain attaching them together by their 3D snakeskin nails. Well, those two outdid themselves, but doesn't that get exhausting? Joshua Bassett claims that he hasn't spoken to ex Olivia Rodrigo since she released Driver's License back in January. The High School Musical, The Series star, claims that he attempted to reach out and chat with Rodrigo, but she hasn't responded. He says her scathing songs have led to an intense amount of online bullying against him after they were released. Poor baby. Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry have fun getting rid of their one-year-old daughter's mucus. The Pirates of the Caribbean star's video showed a mother using a Nose Frida snot sucker to remove excess snot from her baby's nose. Bloom said, quote, "I've sucked out so much snot with this thing. Katy and I take turns to see who can get out the biggest booger." Unquote. TMI.
Idiot of the Week.
Phil Collins' ex-wife, Orianne Seavey, announced that she's divorcing her husband of 1 year, Thomas Bates, blaming the pandemic. Seavey said, quote, "I believe the emotional distress of the COVID quarantine caused me to act in ways and do things that were out of character." Unquote. Wait, wasn't she crazy pre-pandemic? Idiot. Oscar winner Octavia Spencer has revealed that the ghost of an unnamed old Hollywood Western film star is currently residing in her house. The Hidden Figures star said, quote, "I grew up watching Westerns, and my new house was owned by a guy who did Westerns, so I must have been a fan of his," unquote. Wow, I've heard of someone ghosting you, but that's ridiculous. When Billie Eilish flew into New York's JFK, some fans got so close and frenetic that her two bodyguards had to push them away. She's also had to get a protective order against a man that's been harassing her and is potentially dangerous. She claims the guy has been lurking at her LA home and bombarding her with threatening letters. Yep, that's one bad guy. Sorry. A former co-worker of Chris Cuomo made a sexual misconduct allegation against the former CNN anchor. This comes after he was fired for misleading the news channel about the extent of the role he played trying to mitigate the sexual harassment accusations that took down his brother, former Governor Andrew Cuomo. I think I'll pass on the Cuomo holiday party. Drake has asked the Recording Academy to withdraw his two nominations for the 2022 Grammy Awards. The artist was nominated for Best Rap Performance for his song Way Too Sexy, featuring Young Thug and Future, and Best Rap Album for Certified Lover Boy. His nominations are not visible on his artist page on the Grammy's website. Oh, and no reason was given.
The Trash Bin.
Evan Rachel Wood claims her ex-boyfriend Marilyn Manson threatened to f*** her 8-year-old son Jack. The allegation was made as part of the actress's ongoing custody battle with ex-husband Jamie Bell. Manson's alleged threats forced Wood to beef up security at her home and install bulletproof glass windows, a steel door, and fence. Sweet dreams.
Hey.
The news wrap-up.
Amazon has beat supply chain chaos with its own containers, ships, and planes. Meta, aka Facebook, has retreated from its crypto advertising ban. Meanwhile, Facebook has told their staff they can defer their office return by 3 to 5 months. Tesla's latest software update includes allowing drivers to play video games while the car is in motion. Ugh, that's a great idea.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
It's the remake of West Side Story, directed by Steven Spielberg.
The number one album.
Adele's 30 remains the best-selling album.
The number one app.
It's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, again.
The number one book.
Wish You Were Here by Jodi Picoult is the best-selling fiction book.
17-year-old Nashville-based singer Gayle signed with Atlantic Records earlier this year, and already she's established herself as a bold new artist whose songs are authentic, honest, and unapologetic. The talented newcomer claims her new song, quote, "came from a place of trying so hard to be the nice, respectful ex-girlfriend to the point where it was negatively affecting me. After we broke up, I was trying really hard to be a nice person. The week after we broke up, I called him and was like, hey, bud, and what's up, my friend?" Unquote. Her empowering female anthem has surpassed 17 million global streams, and we love it. Here's newcomer Gayle with the song of the week, A, B, C, D, E, F, U.
I swear I meant to mean the best when it ended. Even tried to bite my tongue when you started shooting. Now you're texting all my friends, asking questions. They never even liked you in the first place. I was into you, but I'm over it now. And I was trying to be nice, but nothing's getting through, so let me spell it out. A, B, C, D, E, F. You and your mom and your sister and your job and your broke-ass car, and that's what you call R. F, you and your friends that I'll never see again. Everybody
That was Gail with the song of the week, A, B, C, D, E, F, U. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.